Mobile. KFW Mobile. KFW, this is KO4 NNH.
Name over here is Kent.
Fred, I'm currently mobile along Northbound 85. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. I'm fixing to get on 85 at exit 80 southbound. And that looks like the northbound ain't too bad right now. That's taking it in your hands right there if it's going to be going or not.
That one, I'm actually getting ready to be by Lawrence Road. Actually heading towards the group, my Omer's house in Greer on my way out there to do some family things.
Yep, Greer also back to the house, finally off for the weekend.
Playing right there.
It's been a long week. Don't know why, but it just seems like it was long.
Yeah, I was kind of that way this week too. Ended up being long considering it was not really that bad of a week. It just for some reason felt really long.
Lawrence Road. Well, you're early enough to miss that 385-85 track event.
It's been a long time since I took this way up to Greer, or at least at this time of day. So I'm not real sure what the traffic pattern is now with all the changes they made down there.
To 56 and get off at Highway 14, you take 385 to Haywood Road.
85 from my, through a off-road out by my QTH in Poser. Come on 85 for about a good 10, 15 minutes. Up to 14, from 14 from a straight shot at my Omer's house.
Kind of a way to go.
While Mike's talking to you, I'm running APRS in the background. I'm trying to see if my little hotspot, or if I can ever hear my hotspot on my mobile rig.
And that other stuff, and digital stuff yet, but eventually maybe.
I used to play Fusion and DMR. It actually works pretty well. Believe it or not, on this repeater, this repeater has Echo Link. I've actually managed to do a Fusion to Echo Link shenanigan.
I got something wrong with my Echo Link account. I gotta get it unlocked and back up and running again.
Locked out of the application itself, or is it not talking to your radio?
Yeah, I'm out of the app itself. I went to get on, and then it didn't like the password I put in, and it locked me up. And then I went to the website, and they sent me a temporary password. It's good for a certain amount of time, but it showed up like about 20 hours later. Of course, that was timed out, and I just didn't mess with it after that.
I've been logged out for one time, but I managed to re-log in within a few minutes. Oh, good Lord, fellow Merz, it's already backed up. Yeah, 60, and then all the next time I see the person in front of me, I think, thank goodness, the three car lanes in front of me, but I had base went from 60 to 50 in a matter of, like, that transition.
My car's doing 85 and almost 90 right now on that, but one of them all right.
That's all I'm going to say. Hope for the best for everybody on the road, especially with this time of day and everything. And it being a Friday, everybody's getting off, wanting to go do things.
I was getting off at Highway 29, and as soon as I got off, a tractor trailer had rolled it right there.
I can only imagine about that.
It thought to get past it, but it definitely had 29 backed up.
Wow, that's pretty. Well, I ain't got no words for that. At least not none of the right ones, but. Dang on. Yeah, the other day, I actually. I'm sorry. About 2 years ago, I don't know if this was on the news or not. I was actually on my way up to North Carolina for a family trip. And, dude, let me tell you, they had like four tractor trailers on the road, like tipped over, and like you could see the. Just smoke coming off, and they were like right under a bridge.
It seems seems like there's more truck accidents because none of them are using their 11-meter radio anymore. They're all using cell phone, and that's not going to help with current road conditions for sure. KN4 TFW.
Good day, Sandy. Yeah, I don't know, man. I was actually talking to some of the truck drivers that come by my work, pick up their trailers and everything. I asked them flat out, like, hey, any of y'all CB or ham operators? Almost all of them told me no. I've only came across maybe two, one for CB and one for ham.
They come in at my business. They don't hardly even talk on the radio, and I haven't met a ham yet on any of them.
If I remember correctly, Gary, KI4DOS, he told me about him being a truck driver and playing radio whenever he was driving.
Keep you awake, you know what I mean, and it sure makes the time fly by.
Up and down, I kind of wish I had my license whenever I went on this one long trip through Tennessee and Kentucky.
Whenever we go on a trip, we're usually in mama's car, and I don't have no radio there.
And like a bag mount or something that you can set up temporarily with like a handle, maybe?
My little HT does good if you're stopped, but if you're riding down the road, it has a lot of picket fences. You know, and I switched antennas and that, but it didn't make any difference. And then I used to run with the mag mount all the time on my truck. And that until it just finally I moved it down, and then as soon as I moved it down, it got hot, caught on a darn awning at a drive thru.
That sucks, man, honestly. Yeah, I got a little mag mount I was using for a little while. I got a Yaesu ST70D that I use for my handheld operations. Speaking of, I'll be using that tonight when the net occurs. I'm actually going on a camping trip. So y'all hear me over HD for once, rising through the mobile.
Get with me, you know, just in case I'm somewhere and I can make, you know, talk to somebody when I'm out and about. But like I said, I just got a cheap Baofeng that I started with, and it does good if you're stationary, but if you're moving down the road, it just doesn't want to do good.
About those Baofengs, I've got a buddy of mine. I'm actually trying to get him to get his amateur radio license right now. Who knows? I don't know if he's listening. No, he's probably not listening right now. He's probably at work. But I had him do it on frequency one day, and I was trying to get a QSO in real quick, but there was nobody listening on the repeater for once. But he heard me come in through me using EchoLink. He was tuning the frequency. He heard me talking there, and he was quite surprised.
This morning, propagation was really good. The repeater was reaching all the way down to Douglasville, Georgia.
Our activity steps start to play in our favor. Cycle 25 is starting. Sorry about it, Ken. The road's starting to get really weird down here by Pelham Road. It's northbound and starting to get pretty backed up this way.
Simpsonville the other morning for work. And man, I got caught in all that morning traffic. So the next week I had to go back down there, and I made sure I was already down there by 7:30, missed all that traffic.
College in Simpsonville, I used to be a Greenville Tech student out that way, and I had to go out there commonly for a lot of my classes. I made that one mistake that one day with all the traffic. I said, nope, I am leaving super early from now on, and that's pretty much what I started doing.
Look like Atlanta now, aren't they? All the traffic just all backed up for no good reason. Just people not letting other people get on, or following too close, or just not driving sensible. You could go right on through there.
It's starting to get worse and worse every day that I'm on 85 around this time. Rather than be this time of day or in the mornings, I don't know, man. It's just, I don't get it.
You know, a little place out in the country where the traffic's not so bad. You know, you might have to go 20 miles to get to town, but I'm good with that.
And I'm actually, I got to do that whenever I go from my, on this long country road I take from 85 straight back to my QTH. Man, let me tell you, I absolutely love going down that road. No traffic. And the only thing I got to watch out for, though, is deer.
I can remember when we first moved to Greer that Highway 14 where you're getting off was just a two lane.
Before in the past about the history of Greer, you say you were there for 20 something years if I remember correctly. I'm guessing Greer was a pretty small town back then.
Country town and that, but it's probably three times its size now. And that, you know, you could go down 101 and never see another car all the way to Blue Ridge. And now it's just a string of cars. And that, I guess, too many people liked it and moved in. And now it's just like what they moved away from, KN4, TFW. And yeah, we have spoken one other time before, I believe.
I haven't jotted down your call sign on my notes yet. Funnily enough, I got this little note. I got this notepad with a bunch of people's call sign I commonly talk to. I'm just going to put your call sign down in there. KO4 in an H for station ID.
85 on a 29, so it looks like traffic's not too bad yet.
Actually looking at 14 right now. I'm about a mile and a half away from the exit. 14 doesn't look that bad so far, at least by GSP, so hopefully I can get through Greer pretty quickly.
29 on 14.
I'm crossing 85 on 14, and then it's pretty much straight shot, not crossing any other roads. Play HF at all?
Time. I haven't been on it in a few weeks, but I have one there at the house, and that when I have time, I get on it. What you got?
I know the bands we're doing. I have, I'm trying to get a HF vertical. Well, I got it put together, but I got to figure out the SWR issue on it. I got a reading 30 SWR somehow, and I think I know where I messed up. I think I messed up the connector. I've got to get my hands some more before I can fix it, but I was just curious how the bands were doing.
You know, I'll jump on if the bands are good. You know, I'll make a few contacts, or if there's a good contest going, you know, I'll try to help them out with some contacts. But I think this weekend is, it's a Boy Scouts Jamboree, so you got some scouts on the air this weekend.
Oh, man, that is absolutely hilarious. Okay, I can't help but laughing because I'm actually, my little brother, he's a Boy Scout. He's not licensed yet. He's already talking about getting licensed. Me and my father, my father kids KI4 MRA. Him and I are licensed, and he sees what we do, and he's like, I want to do that. I just find it funny because I'm actually going on camping with his troop and a little bit of my family.
Again.
Matter of fact, that's actually why I'm coming up to the Greer area.
Another guy, Andrew, KO4 CEF, and that his son's in the Boy Scouts, and that, and he's doing some camping with them. I don't know, I don't remember if it was this weekend or next weekend. They're up at Kings Mountain.
Actually, well, it might be this weekend. I was talking to my mother about it. She was telling me that the older troop was going out to a mountain. I guess it was King's Mountain. But that's pretty funny, though. I guess we need to start getting all the Boy Scouts licenses for ham.
Everybody there, you know, I mean, it's got a license, and get something set up for them so they all can take a turn talking and that, you know, try to get them interested. It's a good hobby. I wish I had gotten into it a long time ago, you know. I think I should have got into it back in the late 70s because my father-in-law at that time, before he passed, he was a radio man in the Navy.
Wow, that's extremely impressive there. My father, he got licensed back in 06, and he got me really interested in the radio in 07-08, and I actually started reading the technician manual back then. I was really young at the time, so I was starting to understand things. I was talking to my dad, he was teaching me everything. I was planning on going to get my license, but that was about the time that my dad put down the hobby for a while, and whenever he got back into it, he pulled me into it hard, and I am absolutely loving this hobby right now.
Oh, it's a great hobby. It's a really good group of guys, a lot of knowledge. You know, if you need to know how to do anything, there's somebody out there that knows how to do it, and they can, you know, a lot of Elmers that can help you with the hobby. And that, so, you know, that really helped me out a lot.
Gary, CAF4DOS, I've been talking to him since AK passed away. I actually first met him at my general upgrade. I didn't really have a lot of time to talk to him. I was actually trying to go and get my license upgrade and go home. I work night shift, so it was kind of late for me whenever I went and got my test done. But I actually ended up talking to him and K3JY, Miss Joy, his wife. I actually met them and started talking to them when I had the yard sale for AKs.
We're talking, did you say you worked out at Magna? I told you about the guy that worked for Valen.
Enough, I haven't even, he has not been in the building since I've been on third shift, funnily enough. He's apparently come in the building by the time I leave work. Oh yeah, I got a piece of traffic from third party traffic from Chase Posey. He says hi.
Well, tell him I said hey. And it's been a while since I seen him, because I got furloughed and then came back for a month, and then I think he had got hurt and then I left.
Yeah. But where he got some kind of burns, he was telling me about that as soon as he started. But yeah, man, he's I'm telling you what though, he's picking it up quickly over there at Magna.
And he seemed like a pretty nice guy.
Only thing I got for issue is just how many questions he asked for me. All the answers I don't have, and all the answers I can't give him because I don't know. But no, yeah, I still work at Magna. I have not had a chance to talk to Mike yet and relay your message to him.
I catch up with him. He's a really nice guy. You get to know him.
Plus, the people down there at our tool crib down there that work in Valen. I hear that from almost everybody except for two people, but they're the off shifters, so I guess they kind of don't, they count, but they don't count, I guess. I don't know.
And get you some of those styrofoam peanuts, and then when you see him, just crumble them on him and tell him that Ken said to do that. He'll get a kick out of that.
I'll get some saran wrap and saran wrap his desk.
What you need to do, if it's got a little overhead drawer or, you know, a little cabinet overhead, put you some peanuts in there so it'll fall out, and then put you a note that says Ken was here. That's what we used to do to him all the time. Oh, we pulled some good tricks on him.
Ken, the instant I get to my parents' house, I'm jotting that down in my notes, and I'm relaying that to the off-shift tool crib attendants. Hey, you have no idea how much of a kick they'll get from that.
We'd set a box in there and taped it to the door. When he opened it, it would all fall out on him. But must have left a couple little crumbs on the table when he saw it. And he got it open and got the box out, and then he didn't tell us. And so later we saw the box where he had found it, and that. So then we filled the thing up with just peanuts without a box. And then he flipped it open and going to show us that he'd found it, and all the peanuts fell out on him.
Oh man, that sounds like a good time right there. Oh, that sounds just about as bad as my last job. It used to be at a plant in Spartanburg, a supplier for Magna, funnily enough. We actually was working with one of the maintenance guys, and as one gentleman took everything that could cut zip ties out of the team leader's toolbox, okay? And he went and got zip ties, and zip tied everything together. I mean, you had zip ties in places that zip ties shouldn't be in on that toolbox. And he couldn't cut it because he didn't have anything to cut it.
But boy, he's got a thing about peanuts and that. He just hates them and that. So every time we had some, we made good use of it.
I'll definitely relaying that to the off shift tool crib attendant, KO4NH Station 90.
You got
the guy that works out there, Alex Baker?
So the name, I can't put the name with the face, but I think I know exactly who you're talking about. I don't know if they work on assembly or press side.
He's been in maintenance.
Press side of Magna. I know almost all the assembly maintenance guys. That's the side I work on, but we don't ever mess with the, or we don't know hardly anybody on the press side. He might be over there on the press maintenance crew.
He has to work out there at Fabricale with me.
Chase, about next time I'm back in the plant, which will have to be Sunday night. You said the name was Alan Baker, correct?
Alex.
Alright, I'll definitely, I'm gonna jot it down my little notepad here as soon as I get, at my destination.
Hey, it's been a minute since I seen him.
There's a lot of the Fabricale guys over there at Drive now, is kind of caught me off guard whenever I found out about that, but Chase is the only one on the assembly side, but all the other guys I was told are on press, whether it be the tooling department or the maintenance side.
Some operators or something over there that came from Fabricale, I'm sure.
There's no telling. They got so many operators over there or on both sides of the plant, man. I can't tell you who's who and what they go on. That's just how many people we got.
Yeah, here where I'm at, all the shifts together, there's only about 80 people.
Number for my area alone on all three shifts. Thank goodness I only cover my area.
Here only works weekdays and only days, and they have call in for nighttime and weekends and that, but they don't get called in too much.
Look into that right there. That's I'm thinking about doing a little bit of a career change, but trying to stay in the maintenance field.
They need to hire.
Fallon?
No, the company would be Lubrizol.com. And then it'll show you all the plants that are hiring. Look for the Spartanburg plant.
I've been thinking about taking either a traveling job or a different job with better hours, man. I work 12 days in a row and only get 2 off right after that and go right back in for 12 more.
If there ain't no holidays or anything, they work like 4-10s, one crew does, and then like everybody's there on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then, you know, half of them get a 4-day weekend 1 week and then a 2-day weekend the other week, and it's always days, so it's 10 hours a day.
I found a job that was this traveling job. I'm trying to get a link with them because that right there is right up my alley. It's a robot job and works with two robot types I'm very, very familiar with, so. But that don't fall through. I'll definitely look at that one company you just told me about. I'm trying to remember the name off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's Lubrizol. They make all kinds of additives that go in almost everything you use every day, from gasoline, diesel fuel, oil, to cosmetics and lotions and stuff that goes in diapers to help it absorb water.
I'll jot that down in my notes real quick while I had a second to write that down. Thank you for that, Ken. KO4NH station ID.
FW. Yeah, out here it's mostly pumps and seals and motors and stuff like that is what you're doing out here. But it's a chemical plant, so you got a good bit of paperwork to do just to drill a hole.
My dad, KF4 Murray, he was telling me he works in the aviation industry as a loadmaster for cargo planes. He was telling me that before they do any maintenance at all, like, they have to log which bolt they're starting to turn, how many turns they've turned it, what they've done. I mean, he told me there's, like, a whole lot of paperwork for that. I'm like, good Lord.
Yeah, I'm sitting at 29 and 14 right now.
Resurrection Church right now. I'm actually near my destination, but I'm still able to hit the repeater, luckily.
Most parts in Greer, I found.
I'm going to That's something I've encountered in this area compared to Pelzer. Pelzer is a lot of I can barely make out their appear in some parts, or most parts. I mainly get a lot of white noise, and I'm like, what in the world? I don't know if it's in the shadow of Paris Mountain or their appear, but the Pelzer area, unless I'm on my base station, 2 meter antenna, it's nearly impossible for my mobile, let alone my handheld, to pick up a signal.
Shadow. And then I know there's a couple of spots for me on the way going up 29 that get a little bit scratchy from time to time.
Pelzer area, just, you're trying to talk on their repeater. It's nearly impossible, I found. I had the hardest time trying to get in the repeater unless it's on my 2 meter vertical that I got on top of my house.
A really nice comet antenna that that you know had a lot of gain, but it was like 65 inches tall, so that thing caught a lot of stuff, and it finally hooked it one time and tore it up.
I'm actually running a comet dual band antenna right now with this Yaesu STM-300D that I'm talking to you on right now. At home, I've got a 2 meter diamond antenna. I don't know the model number though. It's just it's a mono band 2 meter vertical with three radials on the bottom. I think they are. Man, let me tell you what, I can get out to this repeater, the repeater in Spartanburg. I mean, I can get out pretty far. I can't get on the fusion repeater in Clemson if that repeater is off.
So repeater.
I haven't tried that. I don't think I've tried that repeater quite yet.
I think it's like 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings.
Enough about that repeater then. Do you happen to know the call sign?
Yes, but I think the frequency is 145.190.
All right, I'll definitely have to give that look in a little bit. I might actually try it on this mobile radio while I'm out and about in Greer today.
Large footprint. Yeah, I mean, you can get Knoxville, part of Virginia, Charlotte, you know, all the way down to here, a little bit of Georgia, a little bit of Kentucky.
Holy cow, that's a heck of a footprint right there. Wow. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to get that one to look-see now.
This was the highest point east of the Mississippi, and it's like, I don't know, 400 or 500 feet up that antenna, so, I mean, it's got a big footprint.
I'm going to have to get that look now. Ken, I'm actually right at my destination. I need to go ahead and get off the radio before they start coming out here trying to pull me out of my car. Ken, it's been fun talking to you. 7-3, I hope you have a great day and great evening. I'll maybe see you on the net, maybe not, who knows. Okay, this is KO4NH. I'll be clear after your final.
Enjoyed it. Look forward to the next time in that, and I'll say 73. And hope you have an awesome day and awesome weekend. And I believe the name was Fred.
This is KO4NH. I'll be clear.
KN4TFW. I'll be clear.